Thank you so much. That's right. It's the good stuff. Here with Mike, I'm Kim Burge, and we're happy to be with you. So delighted, and we are so delighted that people are listening at Baker, Montana, 960 KFLN AM. We also have listeners from Winter, South Dakota, KWYR, 1260 AM Country Music.
How about those down in Goodland, Kansas at KLOE, 730 AM? Thanks for listening out there on the Good Stuff program.
Local, national, and international livestock industry news. Where can you get all that? And it's reliable? How about Tri-State Livestock News? You can rely on them. They're what ranchers read. You can go to tsln.com, and when you go there, you can get the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that, more importantly, is where you go to subscribe. Tri-State Livestock News.
And a happy birthday today on January 3rd to our second oldest child, oldest son, Timber Burge, celebrating his birthday today. We got something coming up on the Good Stuff here later on, another program down the road that he had
written. Coming up soon. Yep, that's right.
I have something, author unknown, called Back Home. If I had the power to turn back the clock, go back to that house at the end of the block, the house that was home when I was a kid, I know that I'd love it more than I did. If I could be back there at my mother's knee and hear once again all the things she told me, I'd listen as I never listened before, for she knew so well just what life had in store. And all the advice that Dad used to give, his voice I'll remember as long as I live, but it didn't seem really important then what I'd give to live it all over again. And what I would give for the chance I once had to do so much more for my mother and Dad, to give them more joy and a little less pain, a little more sunshine, a little less rain. But the years roll on and we cannot go back, whether we were born in a mansion or a shack. But we can start right now, in the hour that's here, to do something more for the ones we hold dear. And since time in its flight is traveling so fast, let's not spend it regretting that which is past, but let's make tomorrow a happier day by doing our good unto others today. Author unknown, but a good way to start the new year.
That's right. Here I've got a piece. After serious and cautious consideration, your contract of friendship has been renewed for the year 2025. It was a very hard decision to make, so try not to screw it up. My wish for you in 2025. May peace break into your home and may thieves come to steal your debts. May the pockets of your jeans become a magnet for $100 bills. May love stick to your face like Vaseline and may laughter assault your lips. May happiness slap you across the face and may your tears be that of joy. May the problems you had forget your home address. In simple words, may 2025 be the best year of your life. Happy New Year.
Kind of sounds like a New Year's toast, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Kim, do you have something else to share on the Good Stuff?
I do. I have a couple of things. One, a bird in the hand is bad table manners.
That's true.
And how to be safe in the coming year. Going to give you these solid tips. You may want to make notes, okay, everybody? Avoid riding in automobiles because they are responsible for 20% of all fatal accidents. Do not stay home because 17% of all accidents occur in the home. Avoid walking on streets or sidewalks because 14% of all accidents occur to pedestrians. Avoid traveling by air, rail, or water because 16% of all accidents involve these forms of transportation. You will be pleased to learn that only 0.001% of all deaths occur in worship service in church, and these are usually related to previous physical disorders. Therefore, logic tells us that the safest place for you to be at any given point in time is at church. Bible study is safe too. The percentage of deaths during Bible study is even less. For safety's sake, attend church and read your Bible. It could save your life. And don't drive faster than your guardian angel can fly.
We appreciate everybody listening on great radio stations out there like Brookings, South Dakota's KBRK. And of course, that's 1430 AM. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Allentine, Nebraska, wishing you a happy new year from the Good Stuff.